So now we are talking to the National Party Deputy Leader, Nicola Willis. Aroha mai, Nicola. This is not Dale Husband. Unfortunately, he's a bit ill, so it's Hiniani Melbourne here, and I've had to fill in for him. So please be nice.
Kia ora, Hiniani.
Kia ora, good morning. What do you expect from the upcoming budget?
Well, look, if I was putting this budget together, my focus would be on offering some relief for all of those New Zealanders really being crushed by the cost of living. So we need to see some very disciplined government spending, not adding fuel to the inflation fire, so that people can get some tax relief and keep a bit more of what they earn. We also want to see a really good plan presented for rebuilding those cyclone-affected regions and backing the businesses and families in those areas who are still pretty devastated, and building back better, more resilient roads, bridges, stock banks, so that when future climate change weather events come along, they're better placed. And I want to see a path for economic growth, because at the moment the whole country feels a bit low, confidence is low, people are worried about the future. So this is an opportunity at the budget for the government to present a plan for where's New Zealand going? How can we innovate, grow, sell more, do better?
Yeah, I think everyone's looking for a path out of this. It's like the doldrums. We're all stuck in the silt, and it's really affected so many people on right from the, losing everything they've had. So do you think that the tax plans, you mentioned tax relief, do you think Labor's tax plans for the upcoming election will work and will attract votes?
Well, look, it's interesting. The government has said they're not going to introduce a new tax when the budget comes down in a couple of weeks, but they've left it on the table for the future. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there about just what they're planning on tax. And National's view is pretty simple. New Zealand families are finding it tougher than ever before. Many people's wages have fallen behind the cost increases at the supermarket, with their rent, with their mortgage payments. And we think it's time to offer a little bit of tax relief, adjust tax brackets for inflation, and let people be better off. Labor have said they're not going to do that, and they've left the door open to a range of new taxes. And that worries me, because I think at the moment people are just getting by in many cases, and the idea of having to pay even more tax will be very frightening.
It will be, especially. I was just thinking, oh no, not more. And what
exactly.
About, it's been such an amazing week in Parliament, not for the best reasons either, with the recent defection of Meka Whaitiri from the Labour Party to the Māori Party. What does that say to you?
Well, it seems to me that things can't all be going perfectly inside the Labor tent. Now, I'm loath to criticise. A few years ago, National went through our bad patch, but it feels a bit like Labor's going through their bad patch. It's very unusual for an MP who's been part of the team for so long and, a loyal member to leave in this way. And it suggests to me that all's not right at Camp Labor. And I think the thing is, with so many challenges in front of the country, it's just a big distraction from what the government should be focused on, which is, fixing up the health system, strengthening the economy, making sure we're getting on top of crime in our communities. But instead, the focus seems to be on defections and distractions.
Yes, like the recent resignation of Dr. Elizabeth Kerekere from the Green Party. That was a surprise for me. I'm not sure what it was like inside, but is that another example of distractions or problems within the party?
Yeah, look, I it just came so soon after the defection of Meka Whaitiri, and so I think there was this sort of feeling of dominoes falling, and I'm not going to comment on what's driven that or why that's happened, but it is messy. It's unusual for members of parliament to leave their parties in the way that we've seen in the past week, and I think that really what New Zealanders would ask of us is, look, just get back to business. There's a lot of problems in front of the country. You've been elected to solve them. Do it.
Yeah. And what would the National Party be doing now, trying to get away from the distractions? And what will your focus be this week?
Well, we're just going to stay focused on the issues that matter. We're going to keep putting forward new policies over the next few weeks as we go into the budget. You will have seen from us, for example, our plan to keep more New Zealand trained nurses here with a bonding idea to help pay off their student loans in return for them staying in New Zealand. You'll have seen our plan for a family boost childcare tax rebate to help families with up to $75 a week of their childcare costs. And these sorts of plans will keep unrolling, because I think what New Zealanders want from us now is ideas for how we can address the challenges in their lives. And that's what we're really focused on developing and delivering.
Thank you very much. It's so great to speak to you, and look forward to talking to you in a few weeks' time.
Nga mihi. Thank you, and have a wonderful week.